Hey everyone, first and foremost, I want to say thank you for your patience. It's been a little bit, but here we are, episode 12. I just want to sit down and share a bit about where I am, what I've been up to, and how I'm pursuing my dreams and my passions. And hopefully, me sharing this will give you a little encouragement and inspiration to do the same thing. So sit back, relax, and let's talk for a little bit. A few weeks ago, I got up the guts to post a video about how I was no longer going to be pursuing work in corporate America, and it got some really good feedback. I was extremely surprised by the support that I received, and it seemed to really encourage other people and show them that anyone can go after their dreams. This summer, I had a goal. I set a goal for myself that by June of 2020, I was going to be working for myself and no longer working for another company or like working a desk job that I had to commute to every day. The interesting thing that happened is that I felt all of this momentum. I knew that something big was coming, and I just had a feeling that the place I was working most likely was not going to take me on. So what was going on is that I was working for a temp to hire is basically what I was doing. And you got a 6-month trial period. In that 6 months that I was at that company, lots of people were fired. Not really fired, but let go. And there were things going on that I realized that the company was just really not healthy. And I knew that because I was a temp to hire, I was like, it's coming. They're not going to want to keep me on. For one, I was being paid more than a lot of people there. So I knew that that was already kind of off kilter. And then the day finally came. I got the call from my boss. And the nice thing was she felt absolutely horrible. I could tell it was like the last thing in the world she wanted to do. She was very happy when they hired me because I was leaving a job that was really just killing me inside, that I'd been at for 2 years, and they were so happy to be giving me the opportunity to leave that company and also make more money than I had been making there. So when the call finally came, I could tell she was devastated, and she even said, she was like, I did not want to make this call. So that part of it made me feel really good. Like, I knew that they cared about me and that they liked me as a person and as a worker, but it was just something out of their control. What was really cool is that a few weeks, about a month before that happened, I'd been talking to several of my Team Legacy friends, and many of them had told me, you know, the way you talk and kind of where you're at in your pursuit of your dreams and your passion and everything, it really sounds like you need to quit your job. I'd kind of expressed to them how I felt and how commuting just every day was sucking the life out of me, and how I really wasn't happy in what I was doing to make money. And I just found it so funny that they had told me that I just needed to like go for it, just to quit my job, figure out how to save money or to not spend as much money, and just quit and start doing something like DoorDash, you know, to make extra money, just enough to get by and fully start pursuing what I wanted to do. So when I got that call, it was like this weird peace, even though I felt like I had failed. So I was scared, but at the same time, I felt like this was destiny and it was supposed to happen this way. The first few days of being jobless were great. It had been years since I had like 5 days in a row off. So, I mean, like 5 days in a row was the most I'd ever had off. So it had been years since I'd had like a legit vacation. So at first it was great. I felt like I just relaxed. I took a lot of baths. I just kind of, you know, took time, took care of myself, sat back and just gave myself time to really think about life and everything that I wanted. I will say that after about a week, all this self-doubt and feeling inadequate, all of that really started to set in. And I did get pretty depressed about a week after that. The first week was great. I was like, yeah, it's like a mini vacation before I kind of start getting things going again in my life. And then for at least 7 to 10 days, I was very, very, very down. And I wasn't doing too hot. I just have always struggled with self-doubt and feeling inadequate since I was a kid. And it just felt like all of that was being reinforced. But thankfully, I have some really freaking amazing online friends that were just encouraging me and pushing me and being like, hey, it makes sense that you feel this way. It makes sense that you feel like you did something wrong. It makes sense that you're a little bit mad. It makes sense that you're depressed, because we've been in this confine of, this is what you're supposed to do. Step one, finish high school. Step two, go to college. Step three, get married. Step four, buy a house. Like, we've all grown up, most of us have grown up that way. And when you misstep one of those, or like it takes a long time to achieve one of those, you feel like you're doing something wrong. So it was really cool having all of them. The interesting thing is that I'm trying to think. I don't think I told anyone in my, except one other person, I didn't tell anyone in my actual real life, like friends or family, that I had been let go from the company, because I was devastated at the thought of what they would all think. Even though now, like, you know, it's only a few weeks later, but now I'd be like, who gives a crap? I don't even care what they think. It's really cool if you allow yourself to learn and grow from tough situations. It's amazing how quickly you can just, it's like the light switch goes on and you wake up and you're like no longer in the matrix. That's how I feel. That's how I feel now. And it, like I said, it took me a few weeks to before I made that video that I posted. It's all over LinkedIn, YouTube, my Facebook, everything like that. It took me a little bit to get the guts up, because you know people just aren't going to understand, but it doesn't matter. And the second I posted that video, it was like a huge weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I was like, this is who I am. Unapologetically, hello world, here I am. I've decided I'm not going to even pursue corporate America anymore. I know what I want from my life. I know what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm going to figure out a way to make it make money for me. Because what matters most is happiness. Money does not matter. You need money to live, yes. But if you don't live in a mindset of scarcity, money will come to you. If you pursue things like your God-given talents wholeheartedly, and you share that with the people around you, and you share that with the world, and check it out, it's 3:33 right now. Like, I just know, like, serendipity, life is good. It's not easy, but life is good, especially when you start pursuing and going the direction that you were made to go. So the next step in the journey is learning how to support myself in a way that I have time to do whatever the heck I want to do, to pursue music, this podcast, creating content online, making friends. Like, my goal is I want to be creating content and music that makes people happy, makes people feel, helps people work through crap that they're dealing with, and being able to keep a roof over my head and afford my bills and afford my stupid student loan. That's like the next step. So what I've been doing is flipping things. I found a bunch of stuff in my house that I don't use, or that I don't want, or that I bought and just never opened, things like that. We all have stuff like that. And I've started putting that on Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to kind of step up the flipping probably within the next few weeks, next month, where I'm going to actually purchase things from like thrift stores, very cheap things, or like things that are being sold cheaply that I can flip and make $5 on. Little things like that add up very quickly. So that's one thing I do. I also do pet sitting. I have a few regulars and I love it. I am a huge animal lover. So being able to hang out with animals and get paid for it makes my day. I've got some regulars. I watched some of them last weekend and I'm watching them again this weekend, and I make very good money for the time spent with the animals, and that's helping out a ton. The newest thing that I've started doing is delivering for Uber Eats. Even though I'm working for a company, it is so autonomous that it feels like I'm just working for myself. It's super easy. I used to work for Papa John's when I was in college. I delivered pizzas. And so I know the whole process. I know what it's like going to apartments to deliver things, going to businesses, you know, finding the shortcuts and everything to get places faster. I know all of those little ins and outs of delivery. So this has been a super easy segue into working with Uber Eats. And I am documenting these different things that I do to make money on, mostly on Instagram and Snapchat. But I'm going to start putting things on YouTube so that people can see. Also, something I've been doing, this is for my music. I'm practicing my songs every day because I went for so long without playing my music regularly that I lost like all the calluses on my left hand from playing guitar. I just kind of forgot a lot of the chords and things. So I know that sounds weird for someone who's like absolutely loves music, but me, I'm a vocalist and songwriter first. I'm not a musician. I don't even consider myself a musician. I just play some guitar chords, you know? So I'm having to brush up on my guitar playing so that I can get ready to actually be confident and actually play like a whole set of like 8 or 9 songs when I play live. So I'm working every single day practicing my songs, getting them down pat so that I feel comfortable and so that people who come and see me play live actually get a good show. And I've also started going live once a week, usually on Fridays. I'm going to kind of play around with the days and the times to see what works best for my peeps. But that has been so much fun. I've been going live on Instagram and playing songs for people, and it's been extremely fun. So that's a big thing that I'm doing now too. But all that to say, I have broken out of the matrix. I'm making money little bits and little ways that I can. Scrimping by, I do have some support from my significant other who's been amazing through this entire process. So cannot say enough thank you enough for that support that I have. And just pursuing my music and pursuing connecting with other human beings who are amazing. That's just like what I want out of life. I want to just connect with other people and just live life. Like one of my songs, it just says like, I just want to live. I just want to live. And that's, I took 10-year hiatus from living freaking life, and I am living life again. And it's amazing and it's wonderful. It's hard too. It's not easy, but it's a roller coaster ride of amazingness. And you know, roller coasters have ups and they have downs, but they're always fun. So I'm just thankful that y'all are here. I've got goosebumps right now. I'm about to start crying. I'm just super lucky. And I'm super thankful that I woke up, because I allowed other voices of all the people around me to tell me what to do for 10 years of my life. And I don't want that to happen to you. So if you feel like you're in a place where you're living for other people, please wake up and please reach out and surround yourself with people who believe in you and who know what you're worth and that you were put on this earth to do some freaking amazing things. So thank you all so much. Sorry for breaking down a little bit here, but I just really love all of you. And I really love that I'm living life again. So thank you so much. It's Tuesday. Go have a great rest of your week, and please connect with me on social media. I want more friends. I love all of y'all. I love that social media brings us together, and I cannot wait to talk to you and connect. Love you.